We are privileged to have Aaron Alfred Lee, a Malaysian whose heart is attached to the Philippines. He is an international master's in music, and you have just heard his selection of the theme from
The Phantom of the Opera.
The Phantom of the Opera. As I told you, there was only one person playing his electronic organ, not a whole orchestra. Good afternoon, Alfred.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having this time with us. Tell me again how you got yourself into playing that good.
Part of it is a natural talent that's been given. It's a gift from above. And of course, then I have to thank all the people, you know, like my teachers and my professors who has really took that gift and that they see in me and cultivate it, polish it, you know, and help me to really use it to its fullest potential. So study is definitely part of it. But of course, a natural gift from God is the big factor.
Right.
But I've been playing for a long time, and I'm still learning, you know, how to cultivate that gift and polish it and make it even better.
So, all right. Like they heard, it's amazing how you can sound like a whole orchestra with just 10 fingers and 2 hands.
Yes. A lot of times when people listen to a CD, it's hard for them to believe it. So most of the time they will say, yeah, no, you know, I'm sure certain things are programmed and you know, sequenced. So he's just playing part of it, but not all of it. So it's hard. Unless you see it with your own eyes, then, of course, you find it amazing that 10 fingers can produce all those sounds.
Yeah.
and notes. Yeah, playing.
You have also played before some British royalties in the past?
Yes, you know, for the Commonwealth Games, I think it was held in Malaysia. But, you know, I've also written for symphonies. I also write. So some of my work have been performed also, you know, before royalties. But, you know, those things to me is really an added touch to what I love to do. What I really love to do is ministry. You know, to spread my belief in Christianity. You know, that's my faith. So I've been playing since the age of 7. So this is, you know, this is like 36 years ago. So it's been a long time that I've been playing, and at this time of my life, I find it more satisfying. I'm more content with using the music and my gift as a platform to spread, you know, my belief, you know, and telling people who the giver is rather than the gift of music, but who is the giver, you know, that has given me this gift. So
that's amazing. You are a Malaysian, but your heart is in the Philippines.
Yes, you know, and it's really interesting because I lived in Malaysia for 17 years of my life before I traveled to the United States. I am actually based in U.S. right now. I live in Dallas, Texas, since the age of 18. I was introduced to the Philippines and Filipinos, the Filipino community. And so in just the last 5.5 years, I've grown to love the Philippines and the culture and also the people, you know, so... Yeah, it's just amazing. And I've learned a little bit of the language, you know, I've learned to play, you know, patriotic tunes of the country and also some of the folk tunes, you know. I do love the Philippines.
Which part of the country are you mostly staying in?
Well, you know, it began with the central part of the Philippines, you know, in a city called Iloilo. I'm sure people know that.
Yes.
There's a very, very big university there who has also given me an honorary doctorate of music. And, you know, but I think little by little also now I'm being exposed in the Metro Manila area. And I think it will increase in the future. But, of course, you know, I've not been to the southern part yet, you know, not to
Mindanao.
Davao. Yeah, Mindanao, Davao. Mm. You know, I think I have friends that want me to go there, but it has not materialized, which I know that in the future it will happen.
Right.
So.
Are you doing a show or performance in the Philippines again soon?
Yes, I leave tomorrow, which is Wednesday, to go back to the Philippines. I say that because I was in the Philippines for a week before I flew to Australia. So this is the end of the second week of my tour already. So then I'm going back to the Philippines for another 5 days. There will be two performances in the Philippines. I think both is going to be in Quezon City, because I know that Faith Baptist is in Quezon City, Faith Baptist Church. That concert is February the 14th, which is Valentine's Day. It's at 3 p.m. Mm. And then the one on the 12th of February, which is Friday, it is in Kamuning Fellowship Bible Church, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
I think it's, and that concert is at 7 p.m. Mm. I think that is in Quezon City, if
yes.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, it is, yeah. Oh, well, you've got a busy schedule, and all the best. I wish that your faith will grow more and more as you're used by God to be able to share His word and His music.
Well, thank you. yes.
Thank you very much for your time, Alfred.
Right. Okay, thanks, Brother Louis.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.